Sudan's main rebel group has accused the Sudanese government of violating a ceasefire agreement the two signed in 2002. The rebels say this could scuttle the ongoing Sudanese peace talks. The spokesman for the Sudan People's Liberation Army, Samson Kwaje, told VOA Tuesday a recent battle in western Upper Nile is the latest violation of the ceasefire the two sides pledged to uphold during their negotiations. More than 50 people were reportedly killed in clashes last week in Tonga, a town near the state capital of Malakal, the United Nations news agency IRIN reported. According to Mr. Kwaje, Sudanese government forces shelled Tonga in an attempt to evict rebel troops from their base. The next day, he says, the rebels regrouped and drove the government's forces out, killing two government soldiers. But Sudan's deputy ambassador in Nairobi, Dirdiri Ahmed, says no Sudanese government troops were involved in the Tonga fighting.
We're having many militias affiliated with either party, either the government or the SPLA. So those are the ones involved.
Independent news from the Tonga fighting was hard to come by. The Kenyan mediator of the Sudanese peace talks, retired General Lazaro Simbewo, says the seven-nation regional grouping that sponsors the peace talks will investigate.
These are groups that move from one side to another. One group jumps to one side and starts claiming an area where there it had been the other side. So it starts being a problem. But we are investigating.
The peace talks between the SPLA rebels and the government have been taking place in Kenya for about a year and a half. General Simbewo says the Tonga battle will not disrupt the peace talks. But rebel spokesman Mr. Kwaje disagrees. He said the Tonga battle was the latest in a string of violations, and it may well affect the outcome of the talks.
Why should the government violate the cessation facilities? Not only there, but they've been even attacking some parts of Central Upper Nile. So the government is out maybe to scuttle the peace talks.
Government spokesman Mr. Diotiri has said the government is firmly committed to the peace process. The peace talks aim to end more than 20 years of civil war between the government and rebels that has claimed some 2 million lives. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.